We've all had weird dreams. Those are common enough. But how about a dream where a saint solves your problems? Today we'll explore three remarkable stories where Padre Pio did just that. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today I want to share with you three remarkable stories about how Padre Pio appeared in the dreams of ordinary people, offering them advice that changed their lives. These stories come from two different sources. The Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, His Mission to Save Souls by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry, True Stories of Padre Pio by Diane Allen. What you're about to hear demonstrates the fascinating ways in which Padre Pio reached those in need. Let's dive right in. Our first story comes from Rosaria Balaco, who shared, "One night, I dreamed that I had asked Padre Pio for advice, and he gave me a precise answer that I remembered perfectly when I woke up in the morning. However, a doubt began to creep into my mind about whether it had really been him who had spoken to me. As the time for my confession was approaching, I thought to myself, there's no point in overthinking this. I'll check. A few days later, I went to confession and repeated a question to Padre Pio without mentioning the dream. And he replied, didn't I already answer? Just imagine the shock Rosaria must have felt upon hearing that reply. This meant that Padre Pio had indeed given her advice in her dream and that he was fully aware of it. Isn't that just simply mind-boggling? And this isn't an isolated case. Let's move on to another story, this time from Probo Vaccarini, who experienced something similar. Probo recounts, "I had recently been in San Giovanni Rotondo, where I had confessed to Padre Pio. But once back home, after a few days, a problem arose for which I needed Padre Pio's advice. One night, before falling asleep, I said to him, 'Listen, Padre, I need to speak with you to get your opinion, but I can't come again. Please help me.' During the night, I dreamt that I was confessing to Padre Pio, and he said to me, 'To solve the problem, do this and that,' giving me precise suggestions. I woke up while I was praying the prayer I had received as penance. The next day, I did as Padre Pio had instructed, and everything worked out in the best possible way. For our final story, we turn to Andre Mandato, who received unexpected guidance from Padre Pio in a dream while navigating a difficult situation regarding his family's move to the United States. In order to provide a better life for his family, Andre Mandato decided to move with his wife and children from Bologna, Italy, to the United States. He sent in his application and all of the necessary paperwork, requesting a permanent visa to the United States. One night, Andre dreamt that Padre Pio spoke to him and said that his application had been rejected. "Andre, if you turn in another application and choose a different sponsor, you will be accepted," Padre Pio said in the dream. When Andre woke up, he could not stop thinking about Padre Pio's words. Could it be true? That very afternoon, he learned that his application had been rejected. He followed Padre Pio's advice by selecting a new sponsor. He also submitted another application and soon received a permanent visa for the entire family. God works in mysterious ways, sometimes even while we sleep. End of story. Now, I'd like to ask you, our dear viewers, have you ever had a dream of Padre Pio? If so, we'd love to hear about it. Please share your experience in the comment section below, or if you prefer to keep it private, feel free to email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.